This call is being recorded.
In touch with your breathing, breathing in gently, breathing in the white light gently, and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus on your breathing, relaxing, becoming more and more centered as you breathe in the light. Hold it for a few seconds and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light through your nose. Hold it and exhale the darkness out through your lips. One more time. Breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention at your chakra centers in your etheric body. Become aware of all of the 7 chakras, as well as the 8th chakra now that has become activated once again, and those that have awakened in the lightworking community, and even those that may not be in that lightworking community, but yet are awakened. So visualize all 8 chakras now in perfect alignment up the spine, and their respective colors, starting from the first chakra upward, the first chakra being red at the base of the spine, the next one up orange, the third chakra at the solar plexus area yellow as the sun. Visualize a ball of yellow sun. Fourth chakra at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, another center that has been awakened and activated is the high heart center. See that as magenta. And the 5th chakra at the throat area, which is the will center, sky blue. 6th, in the middle of the forehead, the 3rd eye, associated with the pineal gland, purple or indigo. And the 7th chakra, the crown chakra, the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the 8th chakra, approximately a foot above the head, see it as a brilliant ball of white light. Visualize all 7 chakras in alignment with their respective colors, and not only their respective colors, but the brilliance and the intensity of those colors. So if you are seeing kind of a pale red, low intensity red, make it brilliant. Same with orange and yellow, and all the way up. Make those colors as brilliant and as intense as you can. Make them real for yourselves, for they are more real than you can possibly understand at this point, because it is not something that you see with your physical eyes, but you do see with your 3rd eye, which is becoming more and more wide open for most, if not all of you. now, as well as the alignment and the colors and the brilliance of the colors, see the spinning of the chakras as well. Spinning of the chakras, where the chakras spin clockwise to send energy out from the etheric body and spin counterclockwise to bring energy into the etheric body. So there is always this give and take, clockwise and counterclockwise, sending energy, receiving energy. Now put your attention at your high heart center, that magenta center, and your sixth chakra, the third eye in the middle of the forehead. And energetically connect the two by sending energy. And see it as electrical energy going from your high heart center to your sixth chakra. And back down around again to your high heart center and around and around and around, forming a vortex of energy. And your conscious knowing self as a point of light, a point of consciousness that is drawn into that vortex now. And the exit is right there in the middle of your forehead. So you are now looking out as that point of consciousness, looking out through your third eye as a window or doorway out into the astral world, which, as many of you know, is fourth dimension. But in this case, higher fourth dimension. Let yourself move through that doorway, that eye, right out into the astral realm. So you are standing now next to your physical body. The more you can visualize it, the more you can feel it to be real, the more profound are your experiences. But if you have difficulty with visualizing, that is okay too. Just think it. Just think it and know that it is real, that it is happening. Again, your astral and your etheric body are more real than your physical body is. Or your astral and etheric body came before your physical body. Your physical body is but a vessel to be used during this lifetime. But your astral and etheric continue on with you throughout eternity. Think of your astral body and your etheric body as more real than even your physical body is. And in doing so, give your astral body definition. Make it your ideal body. You want to be younger? Make yourself younger. Want to change your appearance? Change your appearance. Want longer hair, shorter hair, whatever it is, but make it an ideal body for yourself. Think of it in terms of when you would leave your physical body at the death process, how you would want to look, how you would want to look to those in the astral and etheric worlds. With that definition now, with that ideal definition of your astral body, let yourself now begin to rise up. But rise up in your light body, your Merkaba light body, your vehicle of travel. You do not know what that is. Just simply let your mind go. And let it be whatever it is for you. Think of it in terms of a three-dimensional six-pointed star. What that would look like. Three-dimensional six-pointed star. All its respective colors and higher vibration. And let yourself move into that Merkaba now. move right into it as if it was a small ship, your light body ship. Let yourself now begin to rise up in your Merkaba. Feel the vibration all around you. See the colors all around you. Different kaleidoscope of colors. Feel that vibration. Those of you that remember the movie Contact, that vehicle that she traveled in to move dimensionally, think of it in that way, in the spinning of your Merkaba. Rise higher and higher up now through the clouds. Feel the sun's rays as you move up higher until you move past the Earth's atmosphere. And you can turn around now and see the Earth down there and your physical body down there. You feel connected but yet separate from your physical form. If you can see your physical body down there, looking at it from our point of view, as we look down from our ships, and speaking of ships, become aware of all of our ships, the many millions of ships that surround your planet now. All around the planet, all different shapes and sizes and colors, some light ships, consciousness ships, many, many different forms. Feel the connection now to all of us in our ships, for you are connected to us. You are one with us, just as we are one with you. Feel the connectedness now to the planets of the solar system. Become aware of all of the planets out here. Let your mind expand to encompass the entire solar system, including the sun. And let your mind expand right through the sun. Just move through it, either with or without your Merkaba. Right through the sun as a gateway through the sun, out into the galaxy. And when you're in the galaxy, become aware of all of the solar systems, suns within this galaxy, central suns. And then through the central sun of this galaxy, let yourself move through that gateway and beyond into the many millions and billions of galaxies beyond, all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. All of the solar system central suns within each of those galaxies. Think in terms of billions and billions of planets. Billions of planets that can sustain life. Then all the way to the central sun of the universe itself, to the cosmic source of this universe, to the oneness that is you. We all came from this source, this central source. We are one with it. You say, I am one with the universe. You are indeed one with the universe, one with all things. All of consciousness, all of life. Now, as you're aware of the central sun of the universe, that great cosmic source with the energy flowing from this central sun, immense, tremendous energy beyond anything even possibly imaginable. See those waves of energy that have been emanating from this source, and coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, through the solar sun, and to the Earth, throughout all of the planets of the solar system and all of our ships, these waves of energy, waves of cosmic energy, wave after wave, growing in intensity. Just as in your waves at the ocean, how a smaller wave comes in as you stand on the beach, then a larger wave after that, and a larger wave after that. Think of it in that terminology, but not water, but consciousness waves, energy waves, vibrational waves. Coming to the planet, wave after wave, growing stronger and stronger. And then that one wave, that one emanating energy, pulse of energy, that is moving now through all of the central suns of the galaxies, making its way toward the Earth, just as all of these other waves have done. But that one wave, the one that is called the event, the one that will hit the sun of this solar system and create an immense solar flash, it will be seen by all beings across the planet. One huge flash of energy, of light, of gamma light. Gamma light, which is fifth dimensional light. Gamma light that resides within the photon belt that you are now passing through. The entire solar system is passing through. The energies are increasing and increasing. Many of you have been feeling those energies one way or another. Some physical, some emotional, some just as blissful, joyful feelings that seemingly come out of nowhere, but yet are real. To see that final flash of energy that has already happened at the higher vibrational dimensions, has not happened at this third dimension and will not happen in the third dimension, but will happen as you raise up. You will become aware of it as you raise your vibration and your consciousness. You then become aware of this solar flash. That is what is coming to happen. You raise up to it, it comes down to you. All of you have been being prepared, acclimated, to be ready for these energies, to be ready for this great solar flash. Solar flash that in past times, in older timelines, would have decimated the planet and all life on the planet. Because of the being able to acclimate to these energies, where Gaia herself is raising the vibration of her planet, of her body, all of you are raising along with it. You are going to be able to withstand this energy. But not only withstand it, but become enlivened by it and enlightened by it. That is where you are headed now, moving closer and closer, reaching up to that consciousness wave, to to that flash of energy. Be able to take it within yourself. To do that now. Feel it moving through you, through your etheric body and your astral body, all the way down into your physical body. Feel that energy, that blissful feeling, that higher consciousness wave. With higher consciousness comes higher knowing, higher expression. In one moment, in that one moment, you will understand creation. You will understand life itself. You will understand what consciousness is, how it relates to all of the collective consciousness here on this planet, in the solar system as well. Even out into the galaxy. All is in process of changeover. Yes, you are all in that first wave of ascension. Feel yourselves now in that first wave of ascension. Feel yourselves after the solar flash. What that is like, what it feels like to you, how all of life on the planet will shift and change as a result of this wave of consciousness emanating from the great central source of this universe. Feel how all becomes one, and you understand that oneness. It is one thing to think it. It is one thing to contemplate what oneness is. But it is another thing to understand it. And understand it, you will. And understand it, you can. Feel the connectedness now with all things. Some of you have been saying you're feeling more connected to life around you. You have been feeling that because of these energy waves that have been coming in. Now feel what it is like to connect to all of life here on the planet. Not only on the planet, but the planet herself, Gaia herself. Feel the connectedness to Gaia. Feel her breathing matching your breath. How all is one. One life, one consciousness. Oneness. Now let yourselves begin to drift back. Drift back toward your physical body, back down in your Merkaba. If you left it, move back into it. Come back down. Back down toward your physical body. Let your Merkaba settle around your body as your astral and etheric body move back into your physical. Tuck yourselves back in. Leave your Merkaba as a force field, a shield around your body, where you can step into your light body anytime that you want to. Use it to travel both dimensionally and interdimensionally, multidimensionally. Let yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. I, as many of you know, am a emissary, a Pleiadian emissary to the council here on the earth. Yes, there is a great earth council here that many of you in your multidimensional forms are already a part of, whether a part of the earth council or a part of the Pleiadian council or the Sirian councils or the Arcturian councils. Many of the different councils, you as your multidimensional selves are already a part of. Some of you already command shifts in your multidimensional aspects. Think about that for a moment. You already are the Captain Kirks in the Galactic Empire. Planetary Galactic Empire. Think about that. How you are so much more than who you think you are. Yes, in your flesh and blood vessel, you and your personality are whoever you are now. But beyond this expression of yourself here on this planet, you are so much more, and we know you. That is why we have been coming to you over and over, each and every week, coming together, bringing these messages to you, bringing these understandings to you, and even more importantly, bringing these remembrances to you. Because it is all about remembering who you are. It is all about knowing that you are so much more. And you bring so much more to the planet, to the collective consciousness of this planet. Every time you come together in group meditation, you do so much more than you possibly think of yourselves at this time. We can tell you over and over how much you mean to the collective. But until you feel and have those remembrances come to you, you remember being on a ship. You remember being in one of those councils. Remember sitting at the tables. Some of you are about to begin remembering that within your dream state, within your awakening state. Begin to have visions of the connectedness of all. It may not be exactly where you are sitting at a table, but you will understand the vibration of it. That is what it is all about. You hear many times, everything is vibration and consciousness. And indeed, everything is vibration and consciousness. You are coming to understand more and more how vibration, how as you move up in vibration, you are indeed moving up in consciousness as well. And as you move up in vibration and consciousness, you are coming closer and closer to being able to be in contact with us. Yes, you are in contact with us right now as I am speaking with you. But I speak more of further contact. Contact that you are all being prepared for. Many of you do not know that. Many of you wonder, What would it be like to be beamed up onto a ship? But think about this for a moment. What if you were beamed up onto your own ship and connect with your own higher aspect of yourself? What would that be like? Or if you are able to visit other planets in other galaxies and truly go where no one has gone before, at least no one here from this planet. Your Star Trek and your Star Wars, those depictions are indeed more accurate than many give credence to at this point. But again, it is all about remembering who you are and coming to the understanding that you are so much more than this vessel that you occupy now. You spoke earlier of ascension and how you are in the first wave of ascension, and indeed, you all are in that first wave of ascension. Will everybody ascend all at once at the same time? No. It is an individual process as well as a collective process. For you as individuals are preparing the way not only for yourselves to ascend, but preparing the way for others to ascend after you. You are the way showers, as you have heard many times, the ones paving the way, preparing the way, John the Baptist, who are those preparing the way for those to take on the Christ consciousness, just as Yeshua took on the Christ consciousness, became the Christ. Each and every one of you are in that process, taking on the Christ consciousness, moving through your ascension. As being in that first wave of ascension now, you have everything opening up to you. Vistas beyond your imaginings are in the process of opening up to you. Think in terms of stepping up to a precipice, a great precipice that overlooks a huge vista of scenery, mountains and rivers. You are standing over it now, looking down at it. All of a sudden, you leap. You leap off of that precipice. You leap off in faith. Just as in your movie, your Indiana Jones movie and The Last Crusade. I am receiving this now from the James. He is sending me this movie. As he comes to a chasm in the movie, chasm that he must cross, and he knows this is a leap of faith, he looks out across that chasm that falls into a deep gorge and says, "This is a leap of faith." And he, for a moment, begins to become frightened. Cannot leap across to the other side. It is not possible. But then that knowing overtakes him, and he steps out onto the chasm, into the air. And then what is below his foot? A path, a bridge that was invisible. But now, because he has taken that leap of faith and stepped out is now standing upon a bridge to the other side. This is what it takes, a leap of faith, for you to step out across that chasm, step out off of the precipice, and let yourself soar to the other side, to the other side of dimensional frequency, to those higher vibrational frequencies of the fifth dimension. Think about this as an analogy. Analogy that you are about to experience, many of you. And will you be ready to take that leap of faith? That is a question that you must ask within yourself. Are you ready? If the answer is yes, then you are indeed in that first wave of ascension and ready to move forward. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love, and most importantly, the understanding of oneness, the oneness of consciousness within all of existence. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is not here at this time. Her host, Joanna, is feeling somewhat ill, so is not able to be with us at this time. But we, as the ones who serve, a collective of what you would say ascended masters, although we do not like to call ourselves masters, we are ones that have ascended. We are ones that have mastered the older three-dimensional paradigm and moved beyond it, just as you are all in the process of doing so as well. So when you have ascended, you would be considered ascended masters. But we think that you also would not consider yourself as masters, only in the terms of mastering the old paradigm illusion of the third dimension. Okay, we are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question, one who serves.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can phrase this well. I'm just wondering how much we need to have compassion for those who are in fear and want us to behave the way they are. Let me explain. I've been best friends with Terry for 40 years. We've always been super close, but the past 9 months since COVID, she has, kind of drank the Kool-Aid and she's in fear and she's programmed by mainstream media. So she doesn't live here any longer. She moved to Georgia, but she's flying back in this weekend because they sold their house. She and Max sold their house. And she wants me to come up and pick up my kayak, which I have up there, so this weekend. And she told me that I need to wear a mask in her house. I'm not pro-mask, but I want to be compassionate. I guess my question is, how far do we need to compromise our spiritual beliefs to assuage someone else's fear? I need some help on this.
We understand your dilemma, and we would say to you that you have to be true to yourself, just as that one needs to be true to herself and where she is right here at this moment. You need to be true to yourself. If it is something that you can handle, we will say here, and to be compassionate with her, then yes, you could do that. But we would suggest to you to, again, as we say, be true to yourself and do not capitulate. You can, if it is something that is so important that you must wear mask in house, then do not go into house. That is one way you could work with this. Now, that is different for everyone, though. We know that this one we speak through James, this is what he would do. He would not capitulate, just as he has been telling all of you that he would not and will not. And we know there are many of the light working community that feel the same way as well. And the most important thing, though, here is to be true to yourselves. Do not hurt another one. Always, it is the what is called the golden rule here, to do unto others. And you know that whole thing here. So that is important for you to follow. But be true to yourselves, whatever that might be. And if you can do that, you may find that it will not be as big of an issue as you are making it out to be at this point. You may find that she or anyone else that is going through the same thing, that they may say, okay, then you have to be who you are, just as I am being who I am. Okay? Does this answer your question?
It does. I just wanted to also, yeah, get your feedback on since I'm not a mask wearer, it feels like maybe I just should not go into the house and just say I can't wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask. I'll just stay outside. I just want to make sure I'm not compromising my spiritual higher self by capitulating and wearing a mask if I go into the house for 5 minutes. Does that make sense?
Yes, but it is up to you. You could certainly practice your social distancing if you want and remain outside, and she can be inside, or and you can talk through the door or the window or whatever it might be. It does not matter here. Just be true to yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question. This is Rita. Hi.
Yes.
I'd like to have some good definition of dimensions, because I had a conversation with a young lady, and I tried to explain what dimensions were, and I didn't do a very good job because she says, I just can't understand. I don't understand what you're saying. So maybe you could help me with verbal words to describe what dimensions are.
First of all, do not think in terms of dimension being place. That is a misnomer here. Do not think it is another place to go to. It is simply another vibration, a higher vibration or a lower vibration, depending on which direction you are moving in. In your case, of course, you are moving into higher dimensional frequency, higher vibration. So you can be in a higher vibration, and therefore a higher dimension, fifth dimension, and be right there in the same space that another is there in the third dimension, occupying the same space at the same time, you see, but in different frequency. And it is, so it is all about frequency change, okay?
Yes, it's all about energy, right?
More than energy, it is about vibrational frequency.
Okay.
This is why those of you who are noticing the glimpses that we have been speaking of for some time, and you are seeing what you are calling the bleeding of dimensions through, where you can be in the third dimension and also be seeing those images that are happening in the higher dimension, in this case, fifth dimension, or can be fourth dimension as well. See?
Yeah, I think I see. It's difficult for me.
It is difficult because you are coming from your third dimensional illusionary consciousness and the programming associated with this.
Okay.
You let go of that.
Okay, think, I buy that. Yeah.
Expand.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, the one who serve. I have a question.
Yes.
Can you, is it possible for you to talk about the chemtrails? Are they from the dark forces or are they from the light? To me, when I looked at them, they feel positive. They feel from the light forces. But sometimes they are all lower, back and forth. And I even see them at night. So can you talk about that?
Can you clarify that? There is a combination here. And the chemtrails, as you are saying, are from those of the dark forces. They are attempting to do many things, and one of those things they are attempting to do is to block the sun's rays. Now, you might say, why would they want to do that? They are doing that because they know about ascension. They know about the light energy coming from the sun and how it raises vibration here on the planet. And they're doing everything they can to keep the vibrational frequencies lower. You see, they have known about vibrational frequency and consciousness for many thousands and thousands, maybe even millions of years here. And they have been doing everything they can to hold off the solar flash, the great changeover, the event. They know about it. They have been doing what they can to hold it off. Now, what you are experiencing also is the connection with those of the galactics who are helping to mitigate the effects of these chemtrails and to change these chemicals and those types of things positive chemical interactions here. Okay? Do you understand this?
Yes. So I have another question. So if we focus on sending love to those trails, like imagining that they are spreading unconditional love into humanity, would that neutralize their purpose?
Yes, very much so. Very similar to as the galactics are doing as well. They are using their technology to do it, but you can use your compassion, your love light from your heart center. You can be able to mitigate the effects of this and make it even, as you are saying here, a positive effect to the world. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Would there be any other questions here?
Hi, Juan Jesus. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. Just wondered if you could tell me more about the obelisks that are appearing around the world. I've seen some video of some, and I've read about them, but just wondering if they're tied to our ascension and or the impending flash that's coming.
They are certainly, as you are saying, tied to this. They are a process of this, a process of the ascension. And they will be brought more into the picture, you might say, as they connect to the Christ consciousness grid around the planet and therefore connect to all of the collective consciousness of the planet as well. But their time is not yet. It is in process. It is a part of the preparation, we will say here, that is occurring. Now, as an understanding of this, do you remember, those of you on this call and those of you that will resonate to these words after as well, do you recall your movies of 2001, A Space Odyssey, and then 2010, A Space Odyssey. And there was that black obelisk in both of those movies. And that black obelisk, even though it was only one, it was depicting the great changeover, which occurred in the second movie, when the second sun appeared to all across the planet. This is an indication of what is in process of happening here.
Are the galactics the ones that are placing these obelisks on the Earth?
We cannot give that understanding directly at this point, but they have a strong, there are those that are, that is part of their project, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, dear one, this is Lorelei.
Yes.
Hi. I've been listening to the I Am discourses and putting that, you know, into my life. One of the discourses talks about kind of like staying away from astrology, numerology, and psychic phenomenon, that is not helpful, or that it seems to give an indication that that's dark. Interestingly enough, the person reading it is always reading about astrology. So I know that my sister has psychic experiences. She doesn't so much anymore because she doesn't really like them, but she's had them. And a close friend of the family was a powerful psychic that used to travel around, a very God-centered person as well. So I just want to hear why Saint Germain would be putting a negative bent on these issues. Can you give us more information on that?
We can. We need to understand, though, those of those psychics, as you are speaking of, tend to operate from their third chakra. They exit in some ways through their third chakra, whereas we are working to help you to understand the exit through your sixth chakra, through your third eye. Your third eye is a gateway into multidimensional worlds and to being able to envision so many, much more beyond the science, into the, and beyond the physical, into the metaphysical worlds. So all of this is, we will say it is not evil, as you may be understanding, or even of the dark forces, for those that are those psychics that work through their third chakra, some of them can protect themselves, and they do not open up to those other entities, we will say, that can, not in terms of take over their bodies, we are not going to go in that direction, but they can influence. There can be an influence from those darker forces, you see. That is why we suggest and continue to bring you through the third eye rather than the third chakra. Do you understand this?
Yes. Also, but astrology and numerology, is that something we need to look out for in some way?
Only if it is taking you in a different direction, if it is taking you to the dark forces. In other words, anything can be used for the light or the dark. These are tools, and they can be used either way, just as your black magic and your white magic. You see, your good witches and your bad witches. You understand this?
Yes, that makes sense. That's great.
Yeah. Very good. Would there be any other questions here before we release channel? Very good. Then we are ready.
Sorry.
Can
I ask a quick
yes.
question?
Yes.
Nick, I don't know if you can answer this, but would the flash be happening before the announcements or after the announcements, or does that depend still?
That is a basic, that is a sense of time thing now, which we do not condone at this point in your lives. We ask you to exit out of the time frame idea and the programming of time, because that is a trap. And that will continue to hold you to the third dimensional illusion. You need to let go of that and just let things be and be in the moment. Find the joy in every moment, no matter what it is that you are doing. Find the joy in that moment. And the more that you do that, the more you will find yourself rising up into those higher vibrational frequencies of the higher fourth and fifth dimension and staying there longer and longer and longer, because you will finally realize and understand what it means to be in the world, but not of the world. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. We know there is an email question. We are ready for that email question.
Thank you, One Who Serves. The question is, did Donald Trump really go to Switzerland and sign any documents? And what was the real or the full purpose behind his trip?
Before we fully answer that question, we need to help you to understand that there is so much happening in the background, so much that you are not being able to see with your physical eyes. Now, with your third eye, that is another story. And many of you are aware, using your discernment, when you hear things or read things, of what resonates true for you. And that is what is important. That is what discernment is all about. What resonates as true? So if you are hearing from various ones that are coming forth with intel or various other channeling sources are bringing information to you, it is all that. It is information. And then there is also some misinformation that is purposefully put in there. Now, with that understanding, there is this one, your President Trump, that is very much still in control. We are going to come right out and say that. It is not as the illusion is showing you, the illusion of life going on as normal. There is no life going on as normal here. It is not that at all. There are many expressions that are happening behind the scenes, many things that are a part of the illusion, and many things that are beyond the illusion that you will begin to hear about and know more fully of what is occurring. And now with that understanding, yes, this one did travel there and is in process of bringing the world together here. And it is in process of happening, again, behind the scenes, beyond the illusion. You must look beyond the illusion. Beyond the illusion that those of the dark forces are still attempting to hold you into. They want you to stay in this illusion because they are in the illusion and they cannot leave it. You see, you can leave it. They cannot, because they are not of that higher vibration, nor will they choose to be. Now, that could change. They could capitulate and change and want to come into the light, and they would be more than welcomed to come into the light. But it does not appear so that they are going to be willing to do that. So therefore, they continue the illusion. You must look beyond the illusion. And there are so many things that are happening beyond the illusion at this point. Okay? We hope that answered the question here. As to the direct purpose for that, we are not able to give that at this point. But some of you have heard of this, and you already know the answer to this, what is happening there. Just think in terms of world change here, okay? We are done for the time here, and we only wish to tell you, as we gave to another earlier, be true to yourselves. Do not capitulate. Do not give in. Know your right to live. Know your right to choose. Know your right to choose whatever it is that enters your body, or whatever it is that you need to do to live your life as you know to live it. Be true to yourselves. Shanti, peace be with you. be the one.